had already happened that may have been predicted in the Bible thousands of years ago. It really gives you pause for thought. Are we about to experience the end of life as we know it? What does the Bible have to say? Your calls and your thoughts, are, of course, are welcome at 866-626-KCIS. But do and welcome Minister Ronald Wineland to Living Christian. You've done some research. You're putting it together in a new book. And I thought it would be fun to talk about where we are. Is this God's final witness? Welcome to Living Christian.
Thank you.
So how would I address you? Do you like to be called Minister Wineland?
No, I just go by Ron or Ron Wineland.
Ron?
That's fine.
Okay, that's lovely. This is the first time we've gotten to meet, so I always like to be polite.
That's good.
Yeah, it works whatsoever. Better than obnoxious, I
That's
guess.
Right.
Although, you know, sometimes that works well on radio, too. Not my style, but Ronald, I'm interested in what you have studied, especially in the book of Revelation. Do you really think that we are in the end times right now?
Yes, I do. This last book I wrote is entitled 2008, God's Final Witness. And there are things prophesied to happen to the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Western Europe first. And that is the beginning of a period of time called the Great Tribulation. It's the last 3.5 years. And then God intervenes to stop it. He actually stops man from annihilating himself in a third world war. And it's a horrifying picture, but it's a reality of something that's upon us now. And a lot of it has to do with what's going on in the Middle East right now.
So are you saying then that 2008 is going to be the beginning of that?
Yes, I do.
How do you say that even though people will always tout the scripture that says no man knows the day or the hour?
Well, that's a good scripture to quote, and that's been quoted a lot in the past, primarily because every time there's been some kind of a cataclysm, a world war, something mm-hmm. major in the earth, people have said that the end is here, God is telling me this, this is why God is doing it. Even with Katrina, people were saying different things. It's not unusual. It's a common thing that happens a lot in religion, frankly.
Well, are you saying the same thing, though?
No, I'm not. The reality is the reason that Scripture has been quoted is because people have been wrong all the time. There hasn't been anybody right yet, you know, and that's just a reality. And so the point of this book being written is to give people a year at least here of forewarning, of being able to understand meticulously so, some of the things that are going to take place so they'll know what to listen to when it does begin to happen, because when greater cataclysmic things begin to happen in this country, there's going to be every kind of person in the world jump on the bandwagon and start talking about what God's telling them and what's taking place, and it's just not the case. We just happen to be at the end of 6,000 years, and it's a good question you bring up about those scriptures, because the disciples came to Jesus Christ and asked him about certain things to do with the end time, and he basically told them that it isn't for you to know. It isn't for this time for you to know. And he said, there's only one that knows. And he said, that's my Father. So even Christ said that he didn't even know at that time. And it's really very closely related to something that God even told the prophet Daniel long, long, long before Christ. And that's the way it's been throughout the prophets. All the prophets, everything that's ever been written as a whole, focused on two major events for mankind. One was the coming of Jesus Christ as our Passover to die for the sins of all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
The other is his return. The Jews actually thought that when he was coming into Jerusalem, that he was coming in to be their king. That's the prophecy of the Messiah, which means just the anointed one or the Christ. And it just means the anointed one who is to be king. But that isn't why he came the first time. He came to die. And that's why so many of them fled and scattered at that time, because they didn't understand. He's coming back again, this time, to be a king. And all those prophecies, those are the primary things they focus upon. There's much more written about this period of time than there even was concerning the time that Jesus Christ came the first time.
If you're just tuning in, we are here on the air talking with our new friend, Ronald Wineland. He has a book out, 2008, God's Final Witness. And you can reach us at 866-626-KCIS, 866-626-5247. And if you would like to have a question read online, go to kcisradio.com. Ronald, if you could help me with this, I know that listeners are there wondering, okay, so we've laid out how many people have talked about we can't know exactly what's going to happen, only the Father knows So how can you, okay, in light of that, say 2008?
Right. I wanted to complete that part there, and that is going back to Daniel. Basically, when Daniel wrote what he did, it was about the end time. And when it came to a point where Daniel, he wanted to know more. He wanted to understand what he had just written. He didn't even understand what he had just written about the end times. And so there were periods of time there discussed, and it finally came down to a point where Daniel said in Daniel chapter 12, he says, "And I heard, but I understood not. Then I said, Oh my God, my Lord, what will be the end of these things? What do these things mean?" And God said to him, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end." And then it goes on to talk about how there will come a time when those who do right, those who live right, it says the wise will understand at the end. And so even the book of Revelation, even though Jesus Christ didn't know when he first came what some of those things were going to be as far as the very end was concerned, later on in the book of Revelation, when John was inspired to write the book of Revelation on the Isle of Patmos there, the things that he wrote, he didn't understand what he wrote either any more than Daniel. He just wrote them. A lot of people read the word Revelation and they think that that book is revealing everything. It really isn't, because the seven seals of Revelation were to remain sealed until the time of the end. And the very beginning of the book begins in Revelation by saying, who is worthy to open the seals? Because there wasn't anyone worthy. And it says Jesus Christ is. So Jesus Christ certainly knows now the timing of the events that are taking place, and he reveals those to his servants.
All right. So this is to lay that foundation, to offset the questions that many may have. That's where you're finding authority to pull the date of 2008 to start to see more of the cataclysmic events take place. You had mentioned that there will be a continuation of cataclysms here in the United States, in Canada, Australia, the Western world. What are some of those things that you believe will take place in 2008?
Well, this is going to be a time now where everything is going to begin happening in an accelerated fashion over the following year, leading up to the point where the seventh seal of Revelation is open, when this country candidly comes to its demise. And those things are cataclysmic in every way, having to do with weather, having to do with things like hurricanes, having to do with things like earthquakes, volcanoes, you name it, it's going to be out there. But it's going to be very, very intense as we draw up to that point in time. And then, at that point in time, when the seventh seal is opened in 2008, that's when we have terrorism, much like what was coordinated on 9/11, that's going to be coordinated against this country on a massive scale with nuclear weapons in major cities.
All right, I'm going to stop you there. We're going to take a break, if you don't mind. Do you have a moment
sure.
to stay
oh,
with
you
us?
Bet. Yes.
Ronald Wineland is with us. He has a book that's called 2008. Huh, just about a little less than a year away, folks. He says it's God's final witness, and it's the prophesied end time reveals the demise of the United States and the beginning of man's final war. Could it be? Do you have questions, thoughts, or concerns? 866-626-KCIS. We're going to ask Ronald in just a moment how the end will come, according to his book and his research for the United States of America, and much more. If you have a question, you're welcome to join us. Again, 866-626. Welcome back to Living Christian. Do you mind if we go to the phone lines?
That'd be fine.
All right. Thank you. We are going to go to Don. Don, it's a good thing to talk to you. You are a blessing.
Hey, yes, thank you. Something I wanted to bring into the conversation is that, you know, even Peter and Paul wrote about these last days, but there's a lot to do with the scriptures that talks about the good things that are going to be happening in the end times, and one of which is the great revival, the great harvest. We don't hear it every day, but what's happening in Africa and China, is, and the gospel is being preached over the whole world, and even in Isaiah, in chapter 24, it talks about a great rejoicing in the midst of a Jurassic Park kind of world of things falling apart. But that's also something to study and look into as you examine the times, the season. We should be aware of the seasons, Jesus said. We can't know the day and the hour, but we are commanded to be aware of the seasons.
Oh, well put. Not only that, but Don, I can't let you go without pointing out that this is so spectacular to hear someone turn it around. And though there's a lot of catastrophe that we can talk about, we're going to ask Ronald about the demise of the United States and a lot of other things, but you are bringing something out, and that's some of the positive things that are going to happen. That's exciting. That's very cool. Thank you, Don.
Mm-hmm.
God bless
you.
Ronald Wineland is our guest on Living Christian on AM 630 KCIS. We're talking about his book, 2008. Mark your calendars, folks. He says it's God's final witness. And one of the things that you talk about in the book, Ronald, is the demise of the United States of America. How is that? And how does that come to be?
Yes. Well, before I begin here, I thought I'd mention, too, you mentioned we had one book we sent to you that was basically for the radio station. Actually, what we do in all on our website is all books are free. We have no charge. If people go to a bookstore, they can buy it there, but we send out all books free. So if people want to go to that endtime2008.com, we'll be glad to send that to them. But concerning what's getting ready to take place in the United States here in a year from now, because of those terrorist attacks that are going to take place, it isn't too far off from a kind of a series out there called Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a horrifying type of story of nuclear weapons going off in different cities. But when something like that happens that's coming, it cripples us. We have no ability. When one goes off in Washington and New York and Chicago and Houston and San Francisco and different places like that, when those go off, we are crippled. Mm-hmm. We have no way to govern ourselves. We have no financial institutions anymore.
Right.
And that's when Europe is prophesied to step in. There are 10 nations that are actually going to emerge out of a combine of nations that are already there in the Union. 10 nations are going to come together at that point, and they're going to be the ones who step under the auspices of helping us, but they actually take control. And it's going to be some of the same nations as World War II, but it's going to be done differently than World War II.
I would like for our listening audience to know that on this program, likely this week, we're going to break a huge story that has national impact. And when I say break, that means that no one else is talking about this. And we've done some research on some information on something that will affect security, that has affected security even here in our area, that has to do with terrorism. And it's a pretty serious story. We're taking our time with it to make sure we have all of our facts right. But if what you say indeed does happen, I have to concur. There are some things that are going to be happening that are going to cripple us here in this country. Let's go to David in Marysville. David, welcome to Living Christian on AM 630 KCIS.
Hello.
Hey, David.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
It's kind of contradictory in the Bible about the end times. It says something about that we're supposed to, the earth's supposed to go on and on forever and ever.
What do you have to say about that, Ron?
Well, that's not contradictory at all. The whole point, even the word gospel in the New Testament means good news. There is good news, and that's what the Old Testament's filled with and the New Testament. There is good news coming, and that is when Jesus Christ returns. He's coming back to be King of Kings, as it says in Revelation 19. He's going to establish the kingdom of God on earth as a government. It's going to be a literal government over the nations. God gave man 6,000 years to govern himself. We're at the end of that 6,000 years. We can't do it. The United Nations can't do it. And that's the whole point of it all. That's why.
Okay. Yeah, we're the Bible. We are the body of Christ, so we are the government.
Well, the church is the body of Christ, but the government of God, talking about a literal government, Jesus, even the word Christ, it means the same as it does Messiah in the Old Testament. It means the anointed one who is going to be king.
And does the Bible not say that he will be bringing a new heaven and a new earth?
That's what's going to take place as time goes on here, but in the very beginning of it.
But the earth shall never pass away.
Well, not while mankind is upon it.
It's contradictory.
It's not contradictory. God's word.
Yeah, let me correct you on that. I don't know where you might want to look that up, because I know that the word of God says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God endures forever. It's the word of God that endures forever.
Yeah, as long as mankind is on the earth will be here, and it's going to be here for 1,000 years. That's why in Revelation 20 it talks about Jesus Christ is going to reign for 1,000 years, and there will be a government literally on earth. There will be one religion, one government. There's massive confusion out here today. People just don't know what to believe.
David, thank you for your comments. I really do appreciate it.
Say, Michelle.
For good conversation. Yes.
I had one more thing to mention here. I thought it would be good just to mention here that you made a comment here that I thought I'd just add a little bit to, and you made a comment about it being a matter of research on my part. It really isn't. I am a prophet. God hasn't sent a prophet to the earth for 2,000 years, and before that it was several hundred years. And I am actually one of the end time witnesses that's going to come on the scene in 2008.
All right. Well, we are talking with Ronald Wineland, and his book is 2008, God's Final Witness. You may have comments and you may have thoughts. Bring them on, 866-626-KCIS. Let me just state for our listeners that it is always important to take on whatever's going on or whatever we happen to be talking about, whatever the subject is, by light of the Word of God. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. Look at what we're saying. Look at what we're putting out over the air and take it in light of what we know to be true in Scripture. And if you find error, then always go with the Word of God. Always go with the Word of God. If you have questions or concerns, you can reach us at 866-626-KCIS. In our final couple of minutes together, as we talk with Ronald Wineland on AM 630 KCIS, what are some things that you think our listeners should know?
Well, they need to understand that when things begin happening, that there is one thing that they can do if they want to come through all this, and that is to look to God, to repent. It's the age-old question. It's the age-old thing that's taken place ever since man was put on the earth. Man does not want God to tell him what to do. And the reality is God is getting ready to correct things on this earth, religion as well, and things are going to be set right. There are only going to be 10 million people out of this country who come through this. It's prophesied.
Well, I will say this, that when you do see these things happening, the Bible says to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Right.
And wherever you are as a listener on end times, whether you agree with Ronald or not, there is one thing that we can come away with this knowing for sure, that whatever happens in your future, there is hope in one thing, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing Him as Lord, Savior, Master, the forgiver of your sins, the hope for tomorrow, this is where our hope lies and where it should remain. One more call we have enough time for, Ron, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And that's Ray. Ray, how you doing, Sunshine Man?
I just have one question for this gentleman there, the 2008 topic. Now, is that when you're saying that the Jesus is going to come, you know, before the tribulation?
No, he comes at the very end of the tribulation, at the end of the 3.5 years it begins and lasts for 3.5 years. After, you know, the United States comes to its demise, there's a world war between China, Russia, and Europe that's going to erupt, a nuclear war. And even when China and Russia come together, it says they're going to destroy a third of the earth. This is a horrifying thing that's getting ready to come, and it's going to come swiftly upon the world. And
So you believe in a post-trib then, not a pre-trib?
I'm sorry?
You're a post-tribulation rather than a pre-trib?
Well, God cuts it all short. He ends the tribulation. There is tribulation, and when it happens, it takes place for 3.5 years, and then Jesus Christ returns. God intervenes to save man from destroying himself.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay,
well, that
was my question.
All right, so now we know where he's coming from, right?
Right.
All right. Thanks, Ray. God bless you. And one more. We're going to squeeze one more in because we want to accommodate our callers. Eugene, how you doing?
Doing A-okay. I just love this conversation. And it's like, I noticed that some people love to focus on end time.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to focus on the beginning time. It's actually a beginning, I believe, and things are beginning to occur and begin to perk in the world that show the awesome power of a God who loves us. And I like focusing on that. And people who want to do the awfulizing thing, what I call it for myself, it's like I pray for those because it's like they'll be seeing all of the separating between the wheat and the tares. And they'll be always looking at tares. Rather,
what are you going to do when it starts happening? What are you going to do in 2008 when these things begin?
Well, it's like if there's a prophet out there, I just do what the scriptures say, and I listen to see if what they say comes true. So I'll see you in 2008 or 2009, and we'll see whether you're a true prophet or a false prophet.
That's exactly it. That's exactly
that,
right.
That sounds good. And yep. If these things do come to pass, can I just suggest that to me, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to love Jesus as much as I do today and keep encouraging people as if it's going to happen tomorrow. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, I'm going to keep encouraging people as if it's going to happen tomorrow. Thank you, gentlemen, both of you, for being with us. It's been a blessing. God bless you, Eugene. Ron, thank you for being with us.